Of the 7 former state parks, one in Osage County closed during its transfer to new management, Washougi Park near Pawhuska. From fall 2011 until spring 2012, no one could enjoy the unique Hula Lake sunsets from the park's rocky shoreline or camp at the handful of sites in this remote patch of well-maintained land carved into the wilderness in northern Osage County.
We had some difficulty internally, our own branches of government.
Raymond Lasley with the Osage Nation says former Chief John Red Eagle wanted to take the park over in 2011, but it was a tough time economically, and the Osage Nation Congress was concerned about the cost of bailing out the state of Oklahoma.
Members of Congress were saying that, well, why would we want to take on a park that loses money annually?
Lasley says the Congress eventually decided to fund the park. Its manager, Rick Geisler, remembers the day Washougi reopened.
I happened to drive by the gates up there that we had locked, and there's people already lining up at the gates waiting for it to open it up. And we opened it up about noon, and it seemed like it was part of the Oklahoma land run. Everybody was just rushing to get to a spot.
The transition from state control to tribal control was rocky at Washougi, but since...
We had a two-day concert. Each year we have a noodling contest. We try to have things for the kids year-round, little fishing derbies or, you know, flea market vendor up here. We've been trying to have an ice cream social, but so far we hadn't got that far yet.
The other park, taken over by a tribal government, is 200 miles south in the heart of the Chickasaw Nation. Boggy Depot Park is both a Civil War battle site and home to the grave of revered Choctaw Chief Allen Wright. Chief Wright's family has been pleased with the condition of the park since the Chickasaw Nation got control. The tribe says there have been a number of improvements and additions, and attendance is up. But when State Impact visited Governor Bill Anitubby 2 years ago, he had bigger plans.
We're going to make it more of an attraction. Our hope is to maybe do some restorations or recreations of the historical buildings.
While the Chickasaw Nation now manages Boggy Depot, it still doesn't own the land. The expectation was that the Oklahoma legislature would approve the transfer of ownership of the park. And until a long-term agreement can be reached, it's unlikely the historic ghost town will rise from its ruins. Back in Osage County, Raymond Lasley says his tribe might also want something more from the state.
We've been discussing options for other parks. There's all of these lakes all around the Osage Reservation. We have, of course, Hula, Birch, Skiatook, Keystone, and Call Lake. This administration was very interested in looking at managing the parks and developing our own tourism department.
But with the legislative session more than half over, it's unlikely anything will change this year. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.